entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show.
Okay, let's get into it. You should have a whole lot of movies to talk to us about.
Absolutely. I did see a lot of films, you know, over the time period, but I'm only really going to talk about two because two really stood out to me, and they really happen to be independent. And you know I'm a fan of the independent. The first film basically is about family. It came out last week, Another Happy Day. And it stars Ellen Barkin and Demi Moore. And it's basically about a family that was torn apart by divorce. And it talks about basically what happens when you don't deal with the issues that come around divorce. So you have a divorced woman and her children in the divorced family. She remarried. She has new children. Her husband remarried. He has new children. And the concept of dealing with the new wife, all the issues that are swept under the rug, and the reason why they got divorced, because it was never taken care of. It was never settled. And now they have this family event that they all have to attend, which is the wedding, and that's the climax of the film. It's very, very, very engaging, very dramatic. I found myself sitting with my mouth wide open because it's just like any regular family. And people don't talk about this stuff, but depending on your children's age, that kind of stuff can set them up for the rest of their life. And you know, some people are walking around today with issues based off of a broken family. And the second film is called I Met With You, which stars who's that? Thomas Jane from Hung on HBO, Rob Lowe, and Jeremy Piven, who also starred in Entourage. And this is basically a male bonding film. I advise any man who has friends, boys, coming of age, if you grew up with, you know, a set, you have your little entourage, your little group, you should go see this movie. It deals with male bonding and the dialogue that needs to happen between men, because us as men, Stephen, I'm sure you can co-sign this, we don't really talk like females do.
No.
We it's kind of like an unspoken code with us.
Exactly,
it's like a silent language. And this movie relates to that and how men deal with their issues amongst one another. Very, very, very dramatic and engaging.
Sounds interesting.
It's very interesting. And those are my two films, and I'm on the lookout for The Sitter with Jonah Hill, New Year's Eve, which is like, if anyone saw Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve is basically going to be like Valentine's Day with everybody and their mom in it, and Young Adult with Charlize Theron, Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr., of course, and, of course, Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise and the lovely, lovely Paula Patton.
Yeah.
So those are the films that I'm looking out for.
Now, do you have any events coming up? I know you've been doing a lot of events up your way.
Yeah, most of the stuff that's pending is going to be in the new year. Of course, I'm going to be down in the ATL in January for the Stephen Knight Show anniversary. I'm so looking forward to that.
I'm seeing you all.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, finally, right? the other stuff I can't really speak about because it's kind of like in negotiation. So I'm going to keep mum on that, but it's really, really, really good stuff. So once it's finalized and settled, you'll definitely hear me screaming it from the rafters.
Looking forward to hearing about it.
Well, as always, we thank you, GK, and talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Janera, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I was about to say, I know you were, because I thought you were bragging how you update your website and everything early, and you were prepared for the show tonight.
Hey, girl,
that's
how are
right.
you?
You know, you can get it. I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good.
How
well,
was
I have a couple. Oh, it's okay. How about yours?
It was cool. Make sure you
it
know
was cool.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, I know I did. I know you guys did.
Yeah.
So I was all happy to be off and everything. So I was able to be off and see my face. Oh, that's the best holiday ever.
Yeah, Oh, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. What do you have for us?
Well, I have a couple of things for you all tonight, and I know that we always have a limited amount of time, so I'm going to try not to rush through it, but it was just so much, and I was just getting so excited, so I'm going to try to not speed through it. But, you know, around this time of year, this is like my favorite time.
Well, we don't have sports, so I think we have a little extra time for you.
Yeah, we do. Janair?
Oh, I think
it all, sir. Well, I'm sure she'll be calling back in. Yeah, I heard it kind of go out. Well, Ms. Parker, let's go ahead and go to entertainment.
Oh, where do I start? I think the biggest story right now is the Herman Cain story. I wasn't really keeping up with everything that was going on at first until the women started coming out.
Right.
He was the front runner for a couple of weeks. The Republican Party, but he has now pulled out due to the coming out of his 13-year affair with this lady who actually lives in Atlanta. I'm not sure why she decided to come out, but according to her story, he decided to call off their relationship shortly after he started running. So I don't think that was a smart move on his part.
No, not at all.
So break up with someone and don't expect them to say anything about what's been going on.
Right.
The Kane train has come to a stop.
But you know what's interesting to me? I was watching CNN this morning, and, you know, now all of the Republican hopefuls, they're all, oh, Kane, he was great, and they're trying to get his voters. So now they're all,
People who were on his they're trying to get the voters.
They're trying to get the voters
supporting him.
Right, of a great man he was. He did the right thing, and you know, it's ridiculous.
That's too funny.
Newt Gingrich, the main one, by the way.
Yeah, it always ends up switching at the end. Whoever is in the front is not. It's not going to be an early front runner.
No,
that's
not
for sure.
Not.
So that's over with.
Yeah.
Have you been watching any of the Housewives and all the shows?
I just watched Housewives of Atlanta, and I did watch T.I.'s new show with Tiny.
Yeah, T.I.'s new show was pretty. I kept my opinions interesting. It's always something new. Basketball-wise went off air that season ended, so I guess they had to replace it with something else. Tiny and T.I. seem to be an interesting couple. I don't have too much good things to say about that, so I'm not going to say too much.
He does seem like a good father, though. You know,
I was really proud of some of the decisions he seemed to make on the show. I'm not sure if he was doing it for the camera, but I really hope that he is that type of father.
Basketball-wise, but
Housewives of Atlanta was a hot mess last week.
Oh, gosh.
With the stripper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The talented stripper, huh?
Yeah, very much so. So if you ain't see it, go look it up online. That's all I'm going to say. It's a little bit too R-rated
for the show.
Candy's
mom was not feeling
it. No, I definitely agree with her
100%.
Yeah. This episode was a little bit more together. I wasn't sure if I was going to watch the show again after that. But just a little bit more together. Tamika and Usher are fighting over their kids again. I thought they had it figured out, but obviously not.
Yeah.
Tamika wants him to give her more money. I believe it started off because he canceled some credit cards of hers. And so,
I heard they're fighting over custody. They both want sole custody. And she's saying that...
Yeah, it all started off, though, because her credit cards were canceled.
Okay, yeah, because I know she was saying that she wants Usher to take a drug test because she believes he gets high. You know, it's
yeah.
like all this, like,
I'm pretty sure
now.
She's smoking something, too.
Right.
So I hope they're able to work that out for the kids.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially for the kids, yeah.
Yeah. What else is going on? Beyonce had a special on ABC, but I didn't see it. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to see it?
I didn't see it. You talking about the one with Katie Kirk?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I just saw they did an interview, a Stunt interview, and she kind of confronted the rumors regarding, you know, the baby bump and all that kind of stuff. I didn't see it, though.
Yeah, I want to see it. Supposedly she touched the bump, so I don't know. I know that whole situation is a little bit confusing to me, so I'm not sure what's going on with Beyonce, but I'm going to have to definitely check that out.
I heard that Jessica Chow, that they moved the due date up. I don't think they did it on purpose, but, you know, when she first announced the pregnancy, it was supposed to be in February when she was due, but then, you know, she just released this DVD for her tour that she had, or some concert she had in New York. And on the DVD, it says she's due around Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everybody's kind of like, okay, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, February and December is a 2 month difference.
Right.
So
someone said she's pulling a Phaedra. She's pulling a Phaedra.
Yeah, she definitely pulling a Phaedra. Phaedra knew her due date, but
yeah,
she just didn't want to tell.
She knew. What about your boy, Bishop Eddie Long?
Oh, my goodness. Why did I almost forget about that? I don't know what's going on with that. That's a mess.
Yeah.
His wife filed for divorce, and she withdrew her petition for a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And then she her attorney saying that she's going to refile for a divorce.
Yeah.
He's stepping down. He said that he's not leaving the church. He's stepping down for a second. He still passed up the church and that he will be back. He needs to just quit. I mean, the money,
yeah.
I know it's his money train, but he needs to just let it go.
Well, I'm sure at this point he has enough money, but, you know, it kind of...
I don't think so. Now if you have to pay him off, you know, everybody to keep everybody quiet, including
right.
his wife.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, I think that anybody, regardless of what your position is, if you're at a point where things around you are just going disarray, you need to step back and chill out for a minute and get your... stuff in order, you know what I mean? And whether he had a sex scandal or not, you know, that's just anybody going through, like, when a bunch of stuff's happened, I think that's the kind of energy you're bringing towards yourself. You need to step back.
I think he just doesn't want to let go. You know, there's a control issue there, and also he feels like if he's not there, he doesn't know what's going on, and that is kind of true, but I definitely agree with you. He should have done that when the scandal first broke, in my opinion.
I agree.
I think he's overstayed his welcome for sure. So I hope they're able to work that out. I definitely think that she needs to leave him. I think.
What do you think what was up with her going back and forth?
I think it was all about money. I think he told her that she needed to stay, and you know, I've heard rumors that they've lived apart for over 5 years.
Yeah, I've
heard that. You can't be, you know, the pastor of a church and getting a divorce. So it's all about an image. He's trying to hold up his image so he keeps getting that money. Because I think that's what all the mega churches are about anyway.
Especially churches that preach to prosperity, you know what I mean?
I definitely think that he's trying to get her to stay so the money train doesn't stop. And he needs to have that image to keep everything going his way. So I think he convinced her for a little while, and then, you know, she figured out, well, she's still going to get money.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on. I think she's confused, and I think she had a lot of pressure from outside people like attorneys and, you know, their mentor friends and advisor for the church. And probably.
And I'm sure people at church were... Yeah, pressuring her.
Yeah. I think she decided to stay because of that. But I hope I think for her own health and her own sanity, she needs to leave. But Dr. Murray was sentenced. Another big story.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Conrad Murray. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, he was sentenced to 4 years, but because of the overcrowdedness in the L.A. prison system, he may only serve a year. I didn't think he was going to get the max, and I definitely didn't think he was going to get jail time, but they're throwing the books at him, so it is what it is. Is Janera back on?
Janera, you on?
No?
I don't know what's on,
Janera. Okay.
Well,
so
we're just talking about...
Oh, I have some more, but you can go ahead.
Oh, well,
I'm here.
Oh, Janera's here.
On.
Yeah. All right, I don't know what happened. I think we got disconnected. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I had a couple of things for you guys tonight. And this one is, I know Steven's always complaining about me not giving enough stuff for the guys. So this is for guys and women. Now through tomorrow, actually, you can shop at Wilson's Leather and get 70% off of the entire store.
Wow,
and that's
70%?
Off of everything in the store. And that's clearance items. That includes clearance items.
Wow.
So I don't know if you know about Wilson's, but, of course, I talk about them sometimes. You can find a Wilson's if you want to go into the actual store. They're only in outlet malls now, but you can also shop online, which, you know, with Christmas, with the holiday thing here, they always give things like free shipping. So I would definitely check that out. Because,
yeah, I was
going to
ask you about the online thing.
Yeah, you can. It, the same thing applies online as it does in the stores with Wilson's Leather. So I know that sometimes it varies, but this is the same thing. So you can shop online and in the store and get 75% off of every, 70% off of the entire stock, and that includes clearance. So I was really excited about that. You know, that you know, you can get great gifts from Wilson's, all types of things. So that might be something you want to check out. Now, this is for the ladies. Ann Taylor Loft, you know, Ann Taylor, of course, they have like a lower end, and it's not really lower quality, it's just less cost. They have a lower end line, and this is called Loft. Anyway, they're having their outlet, and the reason I'm talking about the outlets is because I went there Friday after work, and they had like a gang of sales. And so,
wow.
Yeah, Ann Taylor Loft was one of them. And now through tomorrow, you can get a ton of things. You can get 50% off of their cable knit sweaters. They have pants and denim on sale for between 40 and 50% off. Tops are between 40 and 50% off. Jewelry, you can buy one, get one 50% off. They have a bunch of dresses at 25 to 40% off. And they have cardigans from 40 to 50% off. So they have pretty much, I mean, I won't say everything in the store, but they have a lot of things on sale and Taylor Loft. So, but this is at the outlet mall. And I'll let you know whether or not I'm talking about the outlet mall or the actual store, but this is at the outlet mall if you want to go down there. Because, you know, these it's gift-giving time, and so who doesn't want an additional 50% off of everything?
Yeah.
Juicy Couture, if you're into Juicy Couture, you can shop there now between now and tomorrow. And you can get 30% off of women's and girls' tracksuits and tees, 30% off of regular price sweaters and coats, 30% off of leather handbags, 30% off of intimates and underwear, 20% off of fragrances, and an additional 40% off of already reduced prices. So that's like all of their clearance and sale items. You can get an additional 40% off of the lowest ticketed price.
Wow.
So that's in the outlet stores, too. And, that's, of course, you know, the Juicy Couture is up 400. So you might want to check that out if you get a chance to get up there. I mean, everybody can't just drive up 400, you know, on a Tuesday afternoon. But if you can, great. Another outlet store that I came across is Calvin Klein. And this is now through Wednesday. Their entire store is 10 to 60% off of everything in the store. So, you know, you might get lucky, you might get unlucky. Of course, you'll be unlucky if you only get 10% off, but you'll be extremely lucky if you can get the 60% off. So that might be something you want to check out if you're thinking about going up 400. Coach Factory Stores, this is also an outlet. I love going there for gifts because they have great leather goods. Of course, everybody knows Coach. Their entire store is an extra 30% off, and that's everything in the store. So that's clearance prices as well as regular price stuff. You can get 30% off. And, you know, who doesn't want it? Like, I think I got my boyfriend a wallet there last year, and I got it at a great, great price. So that might be something that you want to that you might want to check out. I believe that's all the outlet stuff that I have for you guys. I wanted to let you know that the limited sale is back. Now, this is, like, one of my favorite sales because I love the limited clothing, and I love their quality. Well, the limited is giving us an additional 40% off of their clearance items. Now, this doesn't happen all the time because a lot of times if you go into the limited, you'll receive like the red line price, like this little red price on a white sticker, and that's the lowest price you're going to get. Well, now they're giving us an additional 40% off just in time for the holidays and the gifts. They're giving us an additional 40% off of all their clearance. So that's going to be, I believe, now through Wednesday. You might want to go and check them out. And that's at the actual malls. Of course, they don't have any limited, unfortunately, they don't have any limited outlet stores. If you go to Mac Studio, and that's just macstudio.com, and they also have stores. If you're not in the Atlanta area, I don't think they have any Mac Studio stores in the Atlanta area. I'm sure somebody would correct me if I was wrong. But Mac Studio, today only, so you have to shop online. You can get 25% off of all outerwear, and that's coats and jackets. And you have to use the code 34COATS, and that's COATS, if you're going to be shopping online. This is another one of my favorite sales of the year, Neiman Marcus. Now, y'all know I love my designer and when I can afford it. Unfortunately, right now I can't afford it, but Neiman Marcus is having their designer sale. Now, this is a sale they only have twice a year. So I always get excited about this sale. They have all types of things on sale, like Gucci and Chanel, Prada, all types of things. You can get handbags, clothing, shoes, any type of accessories, like, you know, sunglasses. I had a friend who got a pair of Gucci sunglasses from there one year for about $50. I mean, you know, like, they always have these great designer sales, but they only have it twice a year. Well, it's back on right now, just in time for Christmas, if you're interested in any type of designer. If you want to get yourself something, or your mom, or your girlfriend, or your guy friend, whatever. Go on down to Neiman Marcus, and all of their sale items are 40% off. And in addition to that, last call by Neiman Marcus, and that's Neiman Marcus's outlet, they're giving you 30% off of everything in the store. So while the actual store, Neiman Marcus, is only giving us 40% off of the sale items, Last Call Neiman Marcus, which is their outlet store, is giving us 30% off of everything. So that includes clearance, any type of sale prices, and regular price items. So that might be something you want to check out. And the things I love about Last Call by Neiman Marcus is that they have a website. So if you can't get down there to shop, because I believe the only one in the Atlanta area is at Discover Mills, if you can't get to Discover Mills or shop, like I said, who can just go to the outlet? You know, people got to work. People got to go home. They have responsibilities. You can just shop online. So that I was really excited when I found that. Another sale is Macy's. They're having their friends and family event, and that ends today. You can get 25% off of regular sale and clearance items. Regularly priced, sale and clearance items. And some exclusions apply, like my favorite thing, my favorite department at Macy's right now is the impulse department, because it's not a junior's department, but it's not like the old Mrs. department. So that's my favorite, but they don't really give any type of percentages off there. So I'm always excited when I find that, and I'll tell you guys about it when I do. But, like, oftentimes when you have these types of sales at Macy's, some exclusions apply, and that may be one of them. So that's something that you may want to think about. Another sale that I came across today that's not posted on my site is Blue Fly, and they have a lot of designer deals too. And today only through midnight, and actually I think they said 11:59 p.m. Through midnight, you can get up to 80% off of the regular price items. Now, I'm not sure if you know what Blue Fly does. What Blue Fly does is, like, they'll have an item that's regularly priced, I don't know, we're just going to say $200, and they'll give you probably about 20% off of that $200, which is going to bring your price down to, $160. So then they'll give you an additional percentage off of that if they're having a sale, and right now they are. So at bluefly.com, I believe their prices are up to 80% off, so you can get an additional an additional 60% off of that lowest ticketed price, but that's only now through midnight. So you got to hurry if you're interested in going there.
Okay.
So that's all I have for you tonight. I hope I gave you enough.
Oh, you gave us some great stuff, and especially with the holidays being around the corner. But I do want to encourage everyone not to go broke. You already know the economy's not looking good, but definitely get your gifts. I have a question for you, Ms. Parker.
I definitely have you going broke.
I have a question for both of you, Ms. Parker and Janet. Did y'all go out Black Friday shopping?
I wasn't up early.
Yeah, I did briefly,
but it wasn't anything like it's been in the past years. I mean, they had the same sales that Saturday and that Sunday, so there was no need for people to really get up. I mean, I heard of, like, you know, like these wonderful, wonderful sales. Like, you look in the paper, but you can just shop online, so why are you getting up, getting dressed, going out?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Well, you can just shop online and get free shipping.
Okay. Curious.
Yeah,
I didn't go anywhere. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, I got out there on that Friday, but I didn't really go anywhere. Because,
okay,
you know, I had a sick aunt, so I was pretty much with her all day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's doing much better, much better. Thanks for
you
asking.
You said your dog is sick?
Your aunt.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's doing much better.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you, Janera, and everyone can go see Janera's finds at budgetshopaholic.com, and we'll be right back.
All right.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Rashawn Carroway, a.k.a. Mr. Goodwill Hunting, is a lifestyle coach for your home and for your life. He believes a timeless wardrobe and a comfortable home can be achieved on a modest budget for anyone. He dedicated a blog to the art of thrifting, showing everyone his amazing finds and how to use them in his home, and gives inspiration on how his readers can do the same. Rashawn's style easily communicates with the traditional as well as modern. While he believes in investing in quality pieces of furniture and clothing, he is an advocate of balance. He is a frequent design expert for the Nate Berkus Show, as well as a feature blogger on HGTV.com. He has won the hearts of millions through his southern charm and sometimes witty humor. Please help me welcome Mr. Goodwill Hunt. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well, doing well, enjoying the show so far, enjoying the show.
Well, good. I appreciate you being on tonight. Well, those who haven't heard you, tell us a little bit about your background.
My background, as far as where we are now, is really based on the fact that I got an amazing opportunity in the beginning of this year. I was invited onto the Nate Berkus Show as a House Proud guest. And basically what that is, a House Proud guest is someone that comes to his studio and talk about their home. And from that one visit that I made with his show, I was invited back several times to be a guest. And from that point, several people were very interested in what it was that I was doing, and a number of them were inspired. So from all of that, we come down to where we are today, and that is me having my own lifestyle company. I think necessity is the mother of all inventions. And so when the opportunity came for me to start my own business, it was a great opportunity because I had a great foundation with the Nate Berkus Show. I'd never done design of any kind before this year. I'd never done anybody's home before this year. I never took a class. I have no formal training in it. So honestly, what you see is based upon just natural talent or natural gift, as most people would call it. No formal training. Would I want to do formal training? Perhaps. But at this time, I'm just living off of the blessing and living off of the gift and trying to inspire and share it with as many people as I possibly can. And so I do my best to update people via my Twitter, my Facebook, my blog, Tumblr, just to inspire individuals. I know the economy is bad. We all know the economy is bad. So just right. that little extra push that someone can give to say, I've only got $10, what can I do with it? It, you know, it does me well to get emails from families and people that are living on a budget, but they're doing quite well. So that's where we are now. That's where we are
okay.
now. That's where we are.
Well, when did you grow this love or this passion for, you know, what it is that you do? When did you know that this was something that, you know, that you were attracted to?
You know, the honest truth is I don't know if there was, like, a moment or season. I've always been attracted to things of great style. I've never been
okay.
attracted to the price tag of something. I guess the catch 22 with that is if it looks good, it looks good. If I like it, I like it. And
okay.
if I can afford it, I can afford it. If I can't afford it, you know, I can't afford it. So I guess the things that I like had a certain standard, a certain taste, a certain aesthetic to it. And so you can most definitely, I think the issue with a lot of people, with a lot of things is they are, and excuse me if I offend anybody, but they're really what we consider label whores. And I use the WH word in all intensity, because anytime you only buy something for the name, you are whoring yourself out. Or prostituting yourself out for that name. These companies are not paying you to wear their LV label all on your bag, all on your,
right.
They're not. If you like it, then that's great. And I've never been attracted to a name of a label. I do have some brands that I go to because they're really classic. But
right.
I think for the most part, if you have a great style and you have a great If you have a great style, if you have a great sense of aesthetic, no matter what you touch, it will be great because everything that you look at is of quality and it looks of quality. And I think one of the things that I enjoy about what I do is I do thrift store shopping, yes, but I also mm-hmm. buy quality pieces and invest in them as well and infuse thrift store things into my home. But But the issue here, man, is a lot of people have this misconception that when you buy something from a thrift store, it looks cheap, it looks homemade. And I think what happens is they've been introduced to that for so many years that mm-hmm. that's all that they know. That's all that they know based on what they see on television. And I'm so fortunate to have a platform where I can share exactly what I do with so many other people. And there are. And I tell you that there are a lot of people who share my passion and who do great things just like I do. I've been fortunate enough to have a national platform to share this with. So for me, that's a blessing. You know, I can't offer anything else but to simply say that is a blessing to be able to do that on a platform.
Absolutely. Well, so you, I guess you were just talking about the art of thrifting, which I understand that, you know, you're known for that. And tell us about, give us like a, you go into a thrift store, you see something, tell us your process when it comes to thrifting.
Okay, this is what I do. I never set out in the day to go thrifting. I never wake up and say, today I'm going thrifting. I always go to thrift stores in between doing something else. If I'm going to the grocery store, and I'm going to the dry cleaners, in between that I'll say, okay, let me stop by the Salvation Army, let me stop by B&R Thrift Store, let me stop by Value Village and see what they have. And that's how I find what it is that I have. I'll go in. I will if in my mind, because right now my home is pretty much already, you know, fully stocked furniture, lamps, tables. I don't really need anything else. Now if I go into a thrift store, my immediate place that I go is to close, but I go to the furniture to see what they have and tweet those things or Facebook those things so that viewers and followers and fans can see that there are great deals out there to be had. So basically, after I do that, I go, if I were buying something, let me do this. If I were buying something like a piece of furniture, matter of fact, I just bought two chairs last week and transformed them. I'll stop. I'll look at the items. I'll take a canvas of what I see, and then I'll go directly to what I'm looking at. And let me tell you, you have to be aggressive. You have to be aggressive. The little old lady with the peppermints in her pocketbooks, you got to avoid all of that. Because she knows what a good deal is. I went in and I saw these two chairs, and I ripped the tag off. Whether I wanted it or not, I ripped the tag off, and then I checked the price. Because if the price was really good and I spent my time trying to figure out what the price is, somebody can come right behind me and pull the tag off, and it belongs to them. I mean, it ends up. So I pulled the tag off, check the price, then I think in my mind, what is it that I can do with this? What is it that I can do with this? Will it fit in my space as it is? Do I have to transform it? Do I have to get it reupholstered? Can I paint it? What can I do with it? After I've decided to do that, it's either keep or not keep. If you have a truck, you can get it home, and it's a large piece of furniture, it's a win-win. If you have to get a U-Haul, you have to get somebody to bring it, that's an additional cost. Then painting it. So, you know, I do that. When I go to clothing, that's a totally, totally different story. I can spend a good hour just combing through clothing, trying to find something. The issue with clothing is, my friend, is that you have to inspect it, and you have to inspect the pieces well. Because you can see, and prime example, I'll say this, and if anybody is listening, which I know that the world is listening, and they can check it out when I wear it. I bought a pair of tartan plaid pants from the Salvation Army the other week. It was $5. They're made by Brooks Brothers. So you know the quality is there. They're made by Brooks Brothers. So you know they had an amazing quality. Well,
right.
I liked them. I bought them, got them home, realized they had a few moth holes in it. Nothing huge. Okay, I know. I felt the same way. Nothing huge, but they still had moth holes in it. So for me, I was caught off because I liked the pants. I was like, tartan pants, plaid pants, $5? You got to be kidding me. This is a win-win. But unfortunately, I did not carefully inspect them. So I bought a pair of pants that were somewhat damaged. Now, I'm creative enough. I can repair that. But, you know, I always encourage people, don't like it so much that you don't take time to look at it. Remember, you are thrift store shopping. This is not Neiman Marcus. These are clothes that come from people's homes. Do your due diligence. You know, people ask me all the time in email and on my Facebook page, what do you feel about bed bugs? And I said, what do you mean what I feel about bed bugs? They said, how do you treat them? I said, to be honest, I've been thrifting and shopping at thrift stores for years. I've never had an issue with bed bugs. The issue is the media, and you know how it is, the media sensationalize things that can make them money. You know,
exactly.
And so bed bugs come out. They go through this whole ritual about bed bugs, and then it kind of deters people from shopping at thrift stores. But let me be honest, you can go shop at Neiman Marcus, and somebody can come in there, try something on, and a roach come out of their clothes and crawl right into it.
So, and then this way. That's true. Let me get you, in your opinion, what are the top five mistakes people make when they go to secondhand stores, thrifting and whatnot? What are the five top mistakes they make?
Okay, let's do five. We're not going to do them in any particular order. You put me on the spot, but that's okay, because I can do this. No, I can do this. Number one thing is paying too much. Okay, this is a thrift store. Okay, it is a thrift store. Sometimes thrift stores are known for having outrageous prices. Don't do it. Don't pay it. What will happen is if it's a high price and everybody considers it a high price, they will go down because it will not sell. I have seen things marked down 3 and 4 times because they started off at a high price. I've seen a plate that was in Goodwill for $35.99. I don't know who in the world was going to buy a plate from Goodwill.
$35.99
for one plate. For one, I was like, really? By the time I came back a week later, the plate was marked down to $4.99. So, yeah. Don't spend too much for something. The second thing is check for quality first, whether that be furniture, whether that be clothing. Check for quality first. Just because it's a thrift store, that doesn't mean you have to buy the twins. You don't have to buy poly and ester, okay? You can buy wool. You can buy lamb's wool. You can buy silk. You can buy some great brands. Check the quality first. Look at the tag. See when it was made. The next thing, if you're buying clothes, consider the cost of getting it altered or fixed as compared to buying it brand new. For example, for the ladies, if you see a skirt and it's slightly too big, is it worth taking it to getting the alteration shop to get it taken in? Is it worth it? Prime example, I bought a blazer for $1.50 at Value Village. I took it to get it altered. It cost me $30 to get a $1.50 blazer altered. I'm still on the fence about whether I want to pick it up or not, because I think I don't know why I spent $30. The thing is, it's a great blazer. It has high cuts, high side vents on it, which I love. $30, I'm still on the fence about it. And they've called me to pick it up. So do that. Make sure you look at the cost of investing it to make it yourself. The fourth thing that I would say, don't buy any piece of furniture that you cannot get home and you spend too much money for to get it into your house. There's a dining table that costs $10 and you don't have a truck and you can't get it home, and it's going to cost you $100 for that dining table, leave it there. Don't do it.
Leave it there.
Don't do it. Because you can easily order something from a regular store and pay that price and get somebody to ship it. The other thing, and 4A is what I want to say, is make connections with the people at the thrift store. People make the mistake of thinking that I don't have a truck, so I can't get it home. The truth of the matter is, there are small business people who say, okay, I know people are shopping in this thrift store, and I know that they don't always have trucks. So I'm going to leave my car to say, if anybody needs something delivered, call me. So ask them. Don't be so poor mouth that you don't want to ask anybody. Ask the people. Say, hey, did anybody leave a card of some delivery service? I really want this, but I can't get it home. 9 times out of 9, they have somebody. The last thing, the fifth thing that I want, I think, is one of the biggest mistakes that people have when shopping in thrift stores is that they don't spend enough time in the thrift store. People walk in, they look 1 minute, then they're out. Oh, I didn't see anything. Well, how long were you in there? Oh, I just popped my head. That's why you didn't find anything. And it's true. It's true, my brother. It's true that some thrift stores are awful. I've been in some. I can't find not one thing. And it's true that sometimes you may not find anything on the first visit. You may not find anything on the second visit. But the third visit, maybe when you find a good treasure, you have to be consistent.
Right, yeah.
Remember, this is not Neiman Marcus. This is not Mason. This is not Berthoff Goodman. Things are not going to be restocked as often. And things are not going to be elegantly placed on a rag. There's not going to be a planogram for what's coming out. You just have to be patient, you know. And if you don't like the smell, if you don't like this, then don't go, you know.
Don't go.
I'm sure when you wake up in the morning, there's a smell somewhere, you know. I'm just saying. You know,
would you agree it takes a certain type of person to go thrifting?
I think.
Like you have the patience?
I would say, yeah. I would say you have to have the patience. I have the patience. I worked for a long time, for about 2 or 3 years. I worked in the school district as a guidance counselor and also as a recovery specialist. So I dealt with children. I dealt with children on a day-to-day basis, and I hear all their problems. I hear all their concerns, but I could not meet their needs unless I was patient. So that patient translates into a lot of what I do. And I like a good deal. I do. I don't like spending a lot of money. So if it takes me an extra hour to get something or to look, then that's fine. But you know what, my friend? For those who don't like being patient, those are the ones who are going to look at what you have on. They're going to say, man, I like that. Where'd you get it from? And I say, the same place that you don't want to go. You have to be patient. But, you know, and some people are not. Some people are not, my friend. Some people are not.
I think I'm one of those people.
And why do you say that? Why do you say that? What hinders from spending?
Okay, because, like, I'm all about the sale. Like, I'm going to Marshall's, Burlington, all those stores. But if I don't see it in the first 10 minutes, I'm out.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, and this is a known fact, and it is a known truth, and anybody who works retail will tell you this. Men in general do not spend a lot of time in retail stores. If you ever notice, they have all of the standard products for men closer to the door so that when the guy comes in, all he does is pick it up and take it to the register.
That's me. Yeah, that's me. I never liked shopping, so.
Well, the thing is, I do the thrifting because it's something that I can do. Do I like shopping? It's one of those things. It's a do or die for me. I can shop or I can't shop. You know, I'm not so much into it that, you know, I wake up in the morning, oh, my goodness, I have to go shopping. You know, retail therapy. I'm not all into the retail therapy. I shop when I want. And if I don't feel like shopping, you know, I just don't shop. But I have patience. But this is the other thing. Now that I have a blog that translates into a business, I have to do this. For those who are paying attention to the blog, for those who want to be inspired. So a lot of things I do, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it to inspire other people. You know, again, I don't need to outfit my home with another sofa, another chair, or anything like that. I don't have to go to a thrift store, you know, no more. I'm set. I'm good. But I go because I want to continue to inspire people and I want to continue to encourage them. And I'm not saying you have to be 100% thrift. But, you know, one piece of thrifted garment in your closet can go a long way.
Absolutely. And I have to say, in doing my research, a lot of people are excited about having you on because they want to get more tips. You know, they read your blog, they have seen you on Nate Berger's show, and they, you know, one lady, she's in the chat room now talking about, I can't wait to get some more tips from her, you know. And she's your choir right now. Amen and everything you're saying. So
Tell
us about some other projects you're working on, if anything at all.
Well, 2012 is going to be an exciting year. Of course, can't say too much as things are in process. You know, you don't want to give too much away. But 2012 is going to be a great year for thrifters in general. I think we've got the basis of thrift store shopping. I think we've gotten some great techniques, and we can always go back over those techniques as we're traveling through the new year. But what I want to really do is really show people how to infuse these things into their home so that they have a great home. I'm standing in my dining room now, but I'm looking into my living room, and 98% of what I am looking at is from a thrift store. But the issue is you are not able to pick up on that because of the style. So I want people to really get in on what their style is. Get in on if you like the traditional, thrift stores have that. If you want something more modern, pick up those modern pieces. In 2012, of course, we have the National Day of Thrifting, I Love Thrifting Day, that we just announced in Atlanta on Saturday. It's going to be July 12th. And this year, it was July 9th, we were all over the country. In almost every state, we were in Canada. We even had thrifters in Sweden that participate. Even in Africa, I've got an amazing email from someone in Africa that participated. So the thing is, for us, thrifting is not a trend. We're not going to stop doing this next year because nobody's no longer on television. Thrifting is a lifestyle for us. You know, it's not so much that we're poor, and it's not so much that we don't have any money. It's so much that we are economical and we are conscious about our environment. And there's no need in purchasing another $7,000 buffet from another store when you can easily pick up something for $40 and with a little elbow grease make it into something amazing. So we're doing that. We're hoping to get into a little bit of the video, the YouTube channel. Can't nobody take Mr. Goodwill Hunting, so I can easily put that out there because can't nobody do what I can do. Can't nobody do that. So I'm looking to do a couple of YouTubes and really connecting with thrifters from around the country and around the world. I want to be able to answer more questions from them in case they have any. A lot of my friends, they add thrift store pieces into their lives, and I've converted a lot of people. I've converted a lot of people into thrift store shopping, and I think that's important because it gets people to saving money. And saving money means that you can do more. One of the things that I did for myself, I bought some YSL loafers this year, a few days ago. Well, they were not cheap by no stretch of the imagination. However, I spent all year long cutting back, penny pinching, not buying. Mm-hmm. And I think the most important thing that people need to understand, if you're going to thrift store shop and save money, invest a little bit of that extra money. Put it away and say, you don't necessarily have to go to a bank. I'm not advocating for no bank, but you can do it the old traditional way. Get you a sock, get you a piggy bank, and put your little coins in there. And then at the end of the year, when you have saved something, buy yourself something nice. Don't try to thrift store and penny pinch all year long that you don't treat yourself at the end of the year with something nice that doesn't come from a thrift store that you can pay full price for. If it's a Louis bag, hey, my friend, buy yourself a Louis bag if you've got one. If it's a nice pair of Louis Vuittons, buy it. You know, that's where I am. And so we want to share this. I hope to travel the country to as many states as I can get to meet as many people who share the love of thrifting. And hopefully this will be something that will continue on even when we move to planet Mars and inhabit that planet. We'll still be drifting in Mars. You know that's going to happen, right? You know that's going to happen.
It's coming. It's coming.
You know we're going for that. Absolutely.
Well, listen, I just want to thank you so much for coming on. I have to tell you, I went on your website, and I couldn't believe, you know, the pictures that I saw that they were, you know, items that you had purchased at the thrift store. But a lot of people are excited about it. And I know the movement is definitely on the rise. So I want to thank you for coming on and sharing that tonight. And I wish you and yours a happy holiday season, okay?
Well, thank you so much, my friend, for having me on. We'll be connecting. Thank you so much to all your listeners and your followers. I bid you the best. I know great things are happening for you. Great things will happen. If you let me ride the train, I believe we can go up together. I believe we can go up together. But thank you so much, my friend, for having me on. I appreciate it.
No doubt. And thank you. And you have a good night, okay?
All right. Happy holidays to everyone.
Absolutely. And for more information about Goodwill Hunting, please visit our Facebook page. We have a link directly to his website where you can see all about the thrifting, the things that he has going on. You definitely want to check it out.
Great interview. Very interesting.
Absolutely. I didn't know it was this big phenomenon, you know, the whole thrifting, but it does make sense, especially in this economy where people can't afford to buy $7,000 sets and whatever the case may be, where they can, you know, have a comfortable home, a home that looks good for a good price. So definitely want to thank Glad for him coming on and sharing that. Now, Ms. Parker, before we go to commercial break, I want to mention the question of the day. I forgot to say it earlier, but dealing with this whole Eddie Long situation, wanted to ask, if your pastor at your church was involved in a scandal that became public, would you continue to follow him? And we had some interesting answers, but what do you think, Ms. Parker?
You know, I kind of try to stay away from religion because
I know
it's you know, it's an emotional topic for people, but absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
I agree with Chike. He said his spiritual attachments are never attached to a man. He goes directly to the source. That way there's no confusion. Let me tell you a quick story. When I was younger, our family church, the pastor, I remember one sermon, he was up there like killing it, you know, and they were having a, you know, church, new church building fund or whatever, and people were, I mean, selling their homes and donating the money. They were, you know, going into their life savings and whatnot. And my mother actually gave her engagement ring so they could pawn it. And months went by, no church, no new church. Here's how he came up, though. Bought a brand new home. All his kids got cars. His wife got a car. And so my mom ended up getting a ring back from him. But what she learned then in that moment is that, you know, it's great to go to church. It's great to get the word. Great to be in you know, congregation with other believers, but you have to have that direct relationship with the Lord yourself. You know what I mean? You don't need, you don't need someone, because, you know, we've heard it before, the best way to brainwash someone is through religion. You think about the Muslims that, you know, they believe in suicide bombing, you know, and the way people will use religion to take advantage of people. So just be careful about that. People out there, make sure that you have your own personal relationship. It's great to have a pastor, but know for yourself as well. But I'm going to stop preaching, and we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're back to Stephen's playlist.
High. Get high. Magazine. Get high.
High.
Magazine. Get high.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Before we go into the playlist, I want to remind everyone about next week. It's our Christmas Kindness Show. We're surprising a mother who is financially strapped, going through a very difficult time. We're surprising her family with Christmas gifts for our kids. And we'd love for you to contribute. If you're interested, make sure you go to PayPal, and you can send any donation, nothing's too little. All is appreciated, thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. You can go on our website, thestephenknightshow.webs.com, for more information regarding your contribution. And definitely check out the show. It's going to be a really good one.
Yes, please help out if you can. It's a really good cause, and you know, hopefully we can bring some joy to that family life.
Absolutely. Well, now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country who wanted to be featured during the segment. Each week, we select artists to play. Tonight, our playlist features songs from both major and independent artists, including Sia Kai, Frank Ocean, and Drake. And if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, email us at StephenKnightShow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Remember, all songs must be edited for radio, so that means no cursing. I look forward to hearing from you.
That was my line, right?
Yeah. The first song is by Sia Kai, entitled Sky Blue Melody. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Sky Blue Melody. Yeah. Face you, shit. Freedom is the ability to move and be. No boundaries, no holdbacks, no chains. Yo, JC, Rick Rouse, so greasy, baby. The this is a day in the life for the regular. Allow me to introduce greatness. Get it, huh? Get it done, get it day, get it right, get it straight. Know that anything given can be taken away. And if you can air walk in my Nikes, you would probably view life just like me. Yeah. Really ain't no telling what tomorrow just might be. I'm just trying to hit them high notes in the right key. And I don't mean dreams fall settle. I mean that dream that'll get you far from the ghetto. Far from the settle of poverty's lower level. Yeah. Even when my feet start slipping from the pedal, I am my own hero, so I must get better. My direction is up to the sky forever. And I stay. Window, and notice you can move wherever the wind blow. And this is real talk, this is no pretend flow. Relating your bloodline, moving through your kinfolk. And could it be that it's oh so simple? We have the ability to choose our tempo. Whether you choose the blues or the yellow, this is your opportunity to cruise at a level. No more slow dance grinds with the devil. Spread both your wings, glide like a sparrow. Open your eyes and fly to the sky, hello. Freedom is the ability to move, no geppetto. Far from the saddle of poverty's lower level. And even when my feet start slipping from the pedal, I am my own hero, so I must get better. My direction is up to the sky forever, and I stay.
Yeah. this life feels incredible. Together we can do anything, so eternal feels like infinity. Baby, I run till the end of time. Once you have you in my life.
I'm never let go. Give me your hand, come grab a hold. Let me touch you right to your soul.
Let's do it together, making up forever. Making us forever.
Let's let it be.
Don't tell nobody. worry about them fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low. Brain reload, kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God get rolls. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandma and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be, talking to me, girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember, but the men, not they fell in love with rap, black like having your cousin back, blue like when that rent is due, cream like when I'm loving you.
Thank you. Might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt 'cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. 'Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah. I be yelling out, money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that, but still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. 'Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
In the pretty cars, thou shalt not with rosé pockets. Fill 100 shots when I pop it. I feel for you, Vaccaron on my arm. 20 million Teflon Don. God bless all the D boys on the rise with my baby girl by my side, baby, baby.
You ain't looking for someone special for us all.
enjoyed it.
Oh. Yeah, it was a good. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Make sure to send Steven your music if you're interested in being on the playlist.
Absolutely. I want to give a special shout out again to Mr. Goodwill Hunting. Check out his website. It's on our Facebook page. You definitely want to check out and see the art of thrifting.
Yeah, I definitely checked out some of his pictures. He's very talented.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you all have a great week. Look forward to speaking to you again next week. And God bless you.
Have a good one.
I'm the peer pressure.